Despite access to the greatest apothecaries, age finally afflicted Xiaoyutuo III, Empress of the Dawn. She gasped for breath as she leaned against the hulking form of her bodyguard, Tezel, solid form for support. Every bone in the avian empress's body ached. As a Gazitsis of the Athensk tribe, he towered above the tallest of the Luastria, and Xiaoyutuo stood short for her avian race. His crimson scales blended into the blushing red sandstone walls of the Tower of Mourning. "Thank you, Tezel," Xiaoyutuo chirped, looking up at the fierce, wedged snout of her bodyguard. He'd served her the last 20 or more years.
"It is my honor, your radiance,"
he hissed, a deep, dry sibilant. Every few heartbeats, his pink tongue flicked out, scenting the air. Xiaoyutuo clucked her beak in amusement. "I'm hardly so radiant any longer." Her eyes glanced at the dull brown plumage, mottled by age, peeking out from the sleeves of her robes. In her youth, her feathers had possessed a sleekness, her scaled feet a fetching shade of purple-black, and her tail feathers straight and proud. Now, mud discolored her feet and her tail drooped.
"The setting sun is just as beautiful as the rising,"
Tezel answered. Xiaoyutuo's feathers ruffled in embarrassment. It was easy to think of the Gazitsis as unemotional with their dead, reptilian eyes. She let her distal feathers at the end of her wings stroke his scaled forearm. Then she made the last ascent alone. Letting Tezel assist her up the tower this far had violated tradition, but not even she could allow him to reach the top of the tower, no matter how much age had weakened her. Not even the caretaker ever stood at the Holy Tower's prominence. Xiaoyutuo's breath wheezed as she struggled up the stairs, leaning against the tower's walls. Her sun-yellow robes, made of the lightest Saori's silks, dragged at her wings as if soaked by water, while the Golden Crown of Dawn, the largest single collection of metal in the entire empire, weighed upon her brow. Her strength failed. She sucked air through her beak, her heart fluttering too fast.
"Come on, you old hen,"
Xiaoyutuo clucked.
"The rosy prayer needs to be sung."
She forced herself to climb, ignoring age's burdens. She wouldn't have to bear them much longer. But would her daughter Niiwa have the strength to withstand the book's truths? Gentle Niiwa had struggled to escape her shell at her hatching, and when Iri'ituo, Xiaoyutuo's second daughter, poked her head out of her shell, she'd withdrawn, scared to escape. Both so unlike headstrong Opiju, who'd burst free of his egg. Her heart fluttered at the pain of his memory. Her beautiful hatchling, so sure he could fly. Xiaoyutuo wiped a tear away with a distal feather. With a clucking sigh, she rejoiced in the cool pre-dawn air atop the tower. A gentle breeze blew in from the southeast. A school of silvery red-banded minnows, sleeping in the protection of the tower's crenellations, scattered into the sky at her appearance, their small tails swishing. Her eyes focused on the plinth. On it rested a transparent crystal case protecting a slender book bound in faded red leather. On her coronation, the first time she'd climbed the Tower of Mourning, she discovered the case. No one had told her of its existence. Curious, she'd opened it to read Iiroa's book. The words had shattered her soul with their weight. Xiaoyutuo walked to the battlements to survey the sky. The Tower of Mourning rested upon a Juoyu, a small skyland no larger than a prosperous house. Her functionaries and hangers-on crowded the base of the tower and her moored barge like a colorful flock of birds. She glanced to the west, where the greatest skyland in the empire, Suopii, hung above the storm. The larger of the two moons, Tuiwazra, set fast behind Suopii, framing the skyland with his soft blue face. The sky tower's crystal face warped the moon's light, intensifying the colors into a deep azure thrusting above her palace. If she possessed the sharp vision of her youth, Xiaoyutuo would have witnessed her subjects crowding the eastern shore of Suopii, awaiting the dawn, and for their empress to sing the rosy prayer in thanks to Ryasruo. More citizens crowded boats hovering in the gulf between Juoyu and Suopii. Xiaoyutuo turned to the east, where the storm below spread out like a mottled black and gray blanket, curving off into the horizon in a fuzzy haze. Beneath those churning, imperturbable clouds lay the mythical ground,